What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5, this is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm very well. It is good to have you in today. Now, we've been talking about is Mental Health Week this week.
Yes.
So we're into day five. We've been chatting about it all week. So we thought, what a great opportunity to have a talk to you about mental health in particular. What does it look like, I guess, being a teacher in the school space? And tell us a little bit, how do teachers actually even deal with mental health in school when you've got so many other things to worry about, right?
That's exactly right. And I think it's something that we have a learning in, in general in our society. But as teachers, I think we realise that what we would sort of gloss over maybe 10 years ago, now we're being more intentional. And we're understanding that there's a diagnosis out there, there's an awareness that I think we're doing a lot better. And I think that's been a big shift in our school communities, but especially as teachers. What can we do better to make kids feel safe, feel loved, and feel supported? Because that's really important, that they don't feel like they're being dismissed for some of their concerns that happen at home sometimes,
yeah,
or happen at school, or they a combination of the two.
What sort of issues would you be dealing with at a school level, keeping in mind you're in primary school?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the diagnosis are things like ADHD is becoming more prevalent, autism spectrum, and just adjustment disorders, and even just things like anxiety, just general anxiety. Kids are becoming, I don't say more anxious, but I think we're recognizing their anxiety. And so there's some of the main things that we see, and that don't always present. So they might present in their behavior, or they might present in their tiredness or their work ethic at school, where they don't understand something. But it's such a mixture of it all together. So it is a challenge, but it is part of our job. And it's something that I think teachers are a lot more aware of
compared to even 10 years ago.
I think so.
Is that tricky, Craig, even to identify in a classroom of, 20 to 30 kids really getting down and understanding what's going on?
And I think that's where we rely on, there's some signs here that we're looking out for. A bit like protective behaviour. So we see some signs and some indicators. And so we will refer them to a psychologist. We'll refer them to some testing and say, hey, look, maybe get some testing in this area or that area. Just worth a try. It is hard to get in, but it helps parents know. But it helps us know how we can better help the kids. I mean, one of the things that we do is that we want to make sure our kids know that they're made in God's image, that they're loved, and their identity is found in Christ first. Because I think that's important. It's not about what the teacher says or your parents say. That is important, but God loves you. He made you. He's got a plan for your life. And so we want to turn them towards that. And I think that's the bigger picture mixed with, let's look at all these resources we have to help these kids as well.
Mm. It's another tool in the toolkit, isn't it?
It is.
Thinking from a teacher's perspective, it's you've almost got to be an expert in everything, don't you?
You do. And I think in this age, it's part of the challenge. And we're not equipped. And that's the challenge for teachers. We're equipped to teach kids content. Mm. And that's where I think as teachers we've had to pivot and go, actually, we're teaching a whole child here. And we know that God made a kid, makes kids as a whole child. Mm. But as teachers, we've got to step back a bit. And I've found that hard myself. Because often I'm thinking, oh, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Get out there and have a break, often I think in the past I was quite dismissive, but I think now I'm becoming more aware and sensitive. And I think as teachers in schools, we're trying to be more proactive in teaching kids and helping them, but also being aware ourselves.
It's good, Craig. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. I'm imagining feedback to parents would be crucial
in
this space.
Yes.
So parents do have an understanding on what's going on at school, because the same thing may be happening at home.
That's exactly right. And that relationship is so important, that there's a trust there, that we're not going to judge them for stuff happening at home.
Yeah.
But on the same token, trust us. We want the best for your kids. And that relationship is such a key thing we want to develop in our school and most schools as well. Yeah, really good.
So, great. We'll take a break. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. My guest in the studio is, as is every second Friday, is Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. We've been chatting about mental health all this week because it is Mental Health Week. Back after this one, Corey Asprey and Sparrow. are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Craig Hunters from Rehoboth Christian College is in the studio. We've been talking about how to teachers deal with mental health with our kids, particularly in primary school. Craig, just to finish off today, can you share what kind of things can we do at home to help our kids when they head off to school?
Yeah, and you know, I think as parents, more and more in our busy life, we get anxious. You know, let's be honest. Mm. We want our kids to do well, have good friends.
Yeah.
We want them to be whole and adjusted. And often we're frantically doing this. But I see more and more with the busyness of parents that it becomes anxious parents, anxious kids.
Rightio.
And I think often we project our own anxiety onto our kids rather than going, I want a home full of peace. I want a home full of order and routine. And I want to help them get there. But in our busy world, that is hard to do. And so my encouragement, first of all, is think, what can I do as a parent better to create a place of peace in the home so that my kid is going to school, organized, their uniforms clean, they've got their lunch packed,
water bottle.
They've had a good sleep. Even things like exercise and air, you know, not too much technology. You know, kids need to get out. And it sounds like a small thing, but they're all part of the package of helping our kids make good choices and trying to make sure that they're not just frantically going from extracurricular lesson to extracurricular lesson, all those things that don't help them in those things. So I'd say that's the first thing.
Yeah.
I think so. Things like routine. But I think also take advice. You know, sometimes we don't want our kids to be the one that's got problems or issues. But you know what? If it means we take them to a doctor or a psychologist or a nurse or talk to the teacher, look, do you think, you know, be honest about your kids. There are issues, and you know, just recently one of our kids, we found out they weren't sleeping well, and so we put them on some, you know, mild medication that's helping them. And often that word medication, we think, oh, my kids are taking drugs.
Yeah.
No, sometimes those things that we do as adults, we take some medication to help, and if we see the medication is helping them, that's okay. You know, you're not a failure as a parent.
Yeah.
You didn't miss something when there were three. And I want to say, take the pressure off yourself as a parent to have perfect kids and create peace and find a way to help them through those things.
How important is the morning routine as they're heading off? We've got up. I mean, is that a big part of really preparing for the day, do you think?
It is. And do you know what? Prepare the night before.
Yeah.
A really key one. And I still see parents, you know, they forgot their shoe. You know, they're running out the door. They're running late. So the kids are already coming to school stressed.
Anxiety.
It is. You know, so how we wonder why they're not, why they're stressed out, but they're coming to school getting shouted at, get in the car. I've told you for the fifth time. Now, disclaimer, I think we've all been there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But whatever we can do to help that smooth transition is better. You know, like get there 10 minutes early, lunch ready, good sleep, good food the night before. All those things are important, and routines are powerful and being organized. So our kids go on the front foot to school,
great.
Not a home of just chaos.
Yeah, I love routine.
You are a routine guy, Mike.
Yeah, I love it. This is your language. It is, but I used to just love getting all the school uniforms ready the night before. I'd, you know, make sure they're washed and ironed and pack lunches the night before. It does make the next morning so much easier.
And do you know what? Kids love routine. Kids thrive well with routine. And I find that even as a teacher in my classroom, they know what to expect. They get into a rhythm. You know, it says in Matthew 11 in the Message version that the rhythms of God's grace. And if we think about routine as rhythms, it helps our kids. They don't know, otherwise they don't know what's happening. They're getting, get in the car now. They don't have a watch, some of them. They don't know they're supposed to be in there. And then mum puts a load of washing on, or mum just quickly has got to grab a coffee. And then it's like, well, what am I doing? I don't know. And then they get anxious and they carry that through. They don't know how to process that. As a five-year-old kid, they don't know how to process anxiety. And so, I think all that we can do to create peace and routine is worth the effort.
I love it. But the morning coffee for mum is pretty important.
It is pretty important, yeah.
Let's be honest, right?
Yeah. And so I, you know, phone ahead, you know, text ahead, just pick it up. They should have someone just hold it out to you or something.
Craig, we are out of time. Really appreciate you coming in today.
Great chatting. Thank you.
And it was a great topic today, talking to you who are in the school space every day, chatting about Mental Health Week.
Fantastic. Thanks for your time.
We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. My guest in the studio this morning has been Craig Hunter from Rehoboth Christian College. You're on 98.5. Here's Lighthouse Family.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.